Contestants on American Idol are judged for their talent, song choices, and their X factor, that ineffable combination of personality, likability, and style. The criteria are a bit more cut and dry for that other American competition, the beauty pageant. Above all, you gotta be pretty.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2012 Miss America semifinalist swimsuit competition by Compliqué.
The Miss America pageant once ranked alongside the Super Bowl and Academy Awards for the most anticipated broadcasts of the year. In 2012, fewer than 3 million viewers watched the contest. More than twice that paltry number tuned in to see Downton Abbey's Season 3 premiere on public television. And yet, the story of a disgraced teen pageant queen has gone hyper-viral, attracting far more attention than she did by winning the pageant in the first place. Media outlets from Gawker to ABC News have covered the former Miss Teen Delaware's fall from grace.
On stage at the Miss Delaware Teen USA pageant, Melissa King appeared to be the ultimate girl next door.
She's a freshman at the college.
But this morning, King is waking up in the middle of a nightmare after this video surfaced online.
Beauty pageants?
I've done them, yes.
The video, which goes on to be X-rated, features a woman who...
Slate blogger Amanda Hess argues that the pageant winner's crossover to porn isn't all that surprising. To her mind, the pornography and pageantry machines aren't all that different.
They're two institutions that really value young women, predominantly for their looks and for their sexual attractiveness to largely older men. Young women who are competing in beauty pageants and who are performing on porn sites don't have a lot of say over the performances that they're doing or the criteria that they're being judged on. And for the most part, you know, they're making a little bit of money, but the institutions that are using them are making a lot of money.
Defenders of the Miss America pageant frequently point out that it is technically a scholarship program. Harvard sociologist Hillary Levy Friedman went one step further when she was a word-of-mouth guest back in 2011. She argued that the Miss America pageant has been a kind of feminist incubator.
Originally, when the Miss America pageant started in the 1920s, you would not see a quote-unquote proper young woman participating. But by the early 1940s, we were seeing women who were interested in getting out there and making a career. There just weren't the same opportunities for women. So in that sense, yes, they were using femininity, but they were also feminist in terms of trailblazing a path.
Now, Hillary could be accused of a certain bias. Her mother wore the Miss America crown back in 1970. Still, the coverage of the Melissa King scandal has an uncomfortably voyeuristic feel. Weeks after Girls Do Porn exposed King, her censored screenshot was still posted all over the place with headlines like King Denies Sex Tape and Miss Delaware Teen USA's Porno Proof. And, as you might expect, links to watch the full video yourself. Again, Slate blogger Amanda Hess.
One of the more unfortunate things I think that's happened is that there's been so much scrutiny and reporting on Melissa King as an individual and little to no scrutiny of the institutions that she was a part of, whether that's the Miss USA organization, the porn site that filmed her, the foster care system in Delaware. There are a lot of institutions at play in this story that are in some cases putting women into situations that don't help them succeed, but I don't think that's where the coverage is really going.
We'd like to hear what you think. Have you been following this story? Is it any surprise to hear about a beauty queen turned porn star, or is it all of a piece? Do beauty pageants objectify women or give them opportunities? Please post a comment on our Facebook page or send us a tweet at Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're so glad that you could join in our pageant of ideas today. We're always grateful for your listening time, your comments, your attention, and your essential support to Word of Mouth and New Hampshire Public Radio.